escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think I've lost all feel for where the Guardians go for here.
Well, I mean, if the trends continue on, they'll go up, then they go down, and then they go up, and then they go down, and this is just kind of the season that they've had.
Now, do they ever go up and they go up?
They never flatline, and no, it doesn't feel like they ever go up and then continue to go up.
I've tried to, because
they've definitely gone down and then went down.
The thing, easy. I think the thing that we've tried to ascertain in the pre-show was whether the Guardians have another hot streak in them. I think the answer is an obvious yes, but I do think, like, I think you kind of need the heater of all time here. Like, I can't remember what the exact win streak number is, because the exact number, I know it was 20-plus games. But was that in September?
Game? The 22-game streak?
September, right?
Wasn't it August 2 September?
August 2 September, yeah. I think, like, that's... Okay, that's slight hyperbole.
Jay Bruce and a... ball down the right field line to keep that going for game number 22.
He was so much better than everywhere else than in Cleveland, and it really bummed me out because I really liked him everywhere else, but not in Cleveland. I think they're going to need like another 10-game run, a 12-game run, something like that, to get where we want them to be and be in a position of security heading into the final weeks of the season. I think they might have a week hot streak, like meaning like maybe go 5-2 in a week. I don't know they've got like a 10-day, 12-day, 14-day hot streak or longer than that.
You mean like what the type of streak that they need, basically?
Yeah.
Could I see them come in here and let's say, I don't know, sweep the Mariners this weekend? And then you look up and it's like, oh, that's a 5-game winning streak. Yeah, for sure. I could see that happening. Do I think they're going to win enough to go ahead and get them in the postseason? No, I don't. And if they did go on a 6-7-8 game, something in that stretch, then I feel like it'll fix itself on the other end and we'll have another downward spiral on the other side of this.
What's interesting is it now feels like we've gotten to the point where the goalposts have moved again on like what's a success from here. Because now it feels like just getting back into that conversation, meaning like getting back within 2 games of the wild card feels like some sort of victory at this point.
I mean, right now, instead of feeling like they're going up against the playoffs, it feels like they're kind of just going up against, are they going to finish above 500 this year?
Yeah, I will say this. Instead of feeling like you're going up against the Mariners or the Rangers or the Rays or the White Sox or the Twins or whatever, it feels like you're going up against yourself. Mm-hmm. Like it really, and it's gotten to a point where it's like, I know baseball is a game of runs, and that is a cliche that you have to keep in mind every time you talk about this. This team specifically this year has been that on steroids. I mean, on like a level of which of like, there have been so many huge runs here, and like, to me, this comes back to, okay, if we still settled on an offensive philosophy that makes any modicum of sense, and the reason why I ask that is, It's very, very rare that you get this many hot and cold hitters unless none of them are just any good or everyday players.
Yeah, and there's a lot of players that I don't think are everyday players on this roster. We're down to a 4% chance now to make the playoffs, according to FanGraphs. And so, like, normally where I would say, yes, they can pull it out, maybe not the playoffs, but they can pull out a nice long streak is, you know, a month ago when they pull out a long winning streak, you think to yourself, okay, they got themselves right back in position, and now they just have to play a decent amount of baseball, and then they're in the postseason. But I feel like the emotions of going up and then down and up and down, it's like it's hard to reach in and get that last little stretch to be able to go ahead and play hard and win these games.
Well, and specific to this, I think because the bullpen has been so up and down, I mean, and specifically Kate Smith, let's just put it right on the nose.
Yeah.
Because I don't trust him yet, as closer at least. And, I mean, we've had a couple of okay performances from the rotation, but we went from a stretch during that winning streak where it looked like, oh, we're setting up for the next run of, you know, the great elite pitching staffs we've had, to it feels like Gavin has regressed. Yeah. It feels like Ciccone, even to some degree, has regressed, last start notwithstanding. Logan Allen has. Tanner Bibee is fighting his manager. Like, I know the offense, you've got to get like a bare minimum of offense. To me, the ability to finish on a strong September and go on the kind of streak we're talking about really does start with that rotation and just being who they were in the last hot streak before this cool streak.
Yeah, no, it hasn't been good enough. And the pitching as a whole, though, I want to speak on this for a second. Kate Smith is the wins above replacement leader right now for the team in pitching. Do you know who's number two at all? Second on the team for wins above replacement. Any guesses around the room?
Is it Luis Ortiz?
No, it's Emmanuel Clase.
Oh.
And what's fun about that is that Luis Ortiz is actually fifth on this list when it comes to wins above replacement.
You said fun.
It's just an interesting little subplot to this whole entire thing. Two of your top five pitchers have been basically just exiled from baseball. It feels like a lifetime ago, and they're still top five as far as pitchers are concerned on this roster.
Well, and
from a production standpoint,
don't forget, at one point Tanner Bibee was top three in, I'm going to use a, in WAR, and I think he's negative WAR now.
No, he's above it still. He's actually tied with Clase, oddly enough. But I saw what you're getting at. FanGraphs WAR, baseball WAR is a little bit different. He's worse on Baseball Reference than he is on FanGraphs.
Okay. Yeah. But like I don't know. To put Humpty Dumpty back together, I think it would be overly simplistic to say, well, the offense just has to do better, because no, I think the way you go on the run you need to. Then again, I think they can do a couple little runs, right? I think you can have a couple series. Maybe you get another sweep. But for to be able to stack series wins for the rest of the season, which is what you're going to need to do, and I'm not saying you can't lose a series, but the margin for error there is very thin, and maybe get a sweep or two, specifically your starting rotation has to just completely regress in a positive way, and it's just, I don't know. I do not know that's what this season's about, because I do think it start. You mentioned the highs and lows. I think we've gotten to a point, and I think we're seeing it with Bibee, that I think the pitchers are imploding because of the pressure on them, because the offense just isn't good enough.
I mean, it's just too many games is the reality of this all. It's too long of a season to then expect them just to keep bouncing back every time they get just down on the mat. And we're at the part of the season where you see a lot of teams just lay down and die.
216-474-0092. Do the Guardians have another hot streak in them? Now, it would make sense. The Rays are better than the teams that kick the crap out of the Guardians for 10 games time. The Mariners are also better, so it'd stand to reason that the Guardians would either sweep or just win this series.
Man, this could have been such a big, impactful series. Like, when we looked at this like a week and a half ago, this was going to be the series of series where Seattle was positioned and where the Guardians were positioned. It's amazing how quick it all just kind of changed for everyone.
Quarterback is off the board. What's next for the Cleveland Browns? That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.